Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast. I'm Janie Lee Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quit lit authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome. How are you doing on this week that everyone talks about Valentine's Day and I don't know, there's hearts and bunnies and flowers everywhere. It's exhausting, don't you think? And you can't get into a restaurant to save your life or a cafe because the whole world has gone bonkers. But I wanted to share with you something that I wrote absolutely ages ago, actually. I did this amazing course on matrix reimprinting. Sounds bizarre, doesn't it? It's linked to EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And I worked with this great guy called Carl Dawson. Anyways, that's too big a topic to go into now. Safe to say that I love this work. It's incredible. But one of the things that we covered on that course was the importance of the heart. Now, we're not just talking about our emotions, but our actual heart, the physical organ, because we were looking at the research. There's an unbelievable amount of research on the heart, because scientists say that it picks up on thoughts, events, actions, wait for it, before they happen. It actually operates in quantum time. Now, I know that at this, certainly this time of the year, if you're listening to this podcast as it's released, everyone is just thinking of, you know, the bright red or the pink Valentine's Day images to signify romantic love, or perhaps a cute animal or a baby. And then, of course, we can also think of the heart linked to some negative stuff. You know, a high proportion of people have got heart disease or heart failure or heart attacks. And we talk about cholesterol levels, don't we? And high blood pressure and stress and all of that. We talk about a broken heart. If relationships end or love ends, and we recognise, of course, that our heart can expand to incredible capacity. So, you know, we often think of the heart, we often think of that physical organ, but I don't know how much we realise that there's this great phrase: the heart is the emperor within the mind-body system. And it's the first port of call to receive the energy of anything that's going on. And then it communicates that to the brain. And then the brain signals the body what to do. And then we have that conscious realization that those thoughts of, oh, I'm scared, or I'm feeling a bit upset, or whatever. And of course, all that happens automatically. They aren't thoughts that we particularly register. It's all just going on constantly. And of course, we know, don't we, that the more negative our emotions, the more stressed we become. Those thoughts are more and more. And some people live in a constant state of stress and they have high adrenaline. And yeah, we all know about the fight or flight concept. And we all know that there aren't really any tigers for most of us. It's just that the bus is late, or the delivery didn't come, or, you know, we're worried about going to the drinks party because we're not drinking anymore. Anyways, we know all this stuff. But anyway, as part of this course, I was made aware of the work of this incredible organization, the US Heart Math Association, and that is HEART MATH, Heart Math. It was founded by someone called Doc Childra, I hope I've said that name, 1991. And the aim was to help individuals, organizations, and global communities really incorporate the heart's intelligence into their day-to-day experience of life. So there's a lot of work done by scientists, helping people to find ways to empower them, really, to reduce stress and build resistance and unlock natural intuitive guidance. Isn't that a fantastic thought, really? Amazing concept that we unlock our natural intuitive guidance. And of course, we know other stuff, don't we, about where science meets the heart. Surgeons have reported that they've given heart transplants to patients who, when recovered, take on some of the characteristics of the donor. I mean, how weird is that? There's been a few movies made about similar kind of stories. Anyways, HeartMath have made popular a bunch of things. They do a huge amount of work. But one of the things that we learned on our course was this simple breathing technique And really, it should be everywhere. It should be in schoolrooms, in workplaces, just everywhere, because it could probably massively reduce the burden on the NHS. And when we were on this course, we watched Carl, who was running the course, link up his heart rate to a monitor that was linked to the HeartMath website. And his starting heart graph rate was, rate on the graph was fluctuating between about 90 and 150 BPM, something like that, if I've got that right. And the graph showed this kind of chaotic, jagged line. And then he did this simple HeartMath exercise, just taking some deep breaths and consciously thinking of something positive. So a time when he felt really loved, a place he loved, someone he really loved deeply. And within seconds, his heart rate had stabilised. And we could see on this graph that it became a gently flowing wave. There were no jagged rises, no dips. It was just extraordinary because it was so quick. And this is what athletes call being in the zone, or some of us call it being in flow. This state of high coherence that brings the brain in sync with the heart. In some areas this is used in schools, and can you imagine how different everyone's day would look like if we standardized something like this? So anyways, in our sober club, we've been having our 7 or 8 day self-love challenge. If you did want to partake in it, by the way, if you join us in the next few days, I'll make sure you get all of these resources. We've had some incredible resources as part of it, and this was one of them, just sharing more information about the simple HeartMath technique, which is really very straightforward. It is, you know, the basics of it are to place your hand over your heart, take 6 breaths in and out, and exhale really slowly. And then focus your attention on a feeling of gratitude, appreciation. Think of someone you love really deeply while your hand is still placed over your heart. And your heart rate should calm in seconds, but stay with that feeling if you can for up to 5 minutes. And then gently imagine sending that feeling of love and appreciation out to others, as well as obviously yourself. So super simple. Anyone can do that, right? On our self-love challenge, we've had some really lovely meditations and interviews, some really great resources that are kind of bite-sized ways of fitting this stuff into your life. Because, you know, some of our sober club members are saying, well, I have to get up at 5:45 in the morning and I just can't fit this in. And you know what? That's fine. I get that completely. I think it's a case of fitting these things in bite-sized little chunks when you can, if that means going for a walk in nature for 10 minutes or just doing this breathing exercise, which takes about 5 seconds minimum. Obviously, you can stay with it for longer. But I just think it's worth taking a little bit of time out, however small amount in your day, just to focus, just to reflect and to focus on how you're really feeling. Couple of our members reached, I think somebody reached 100 days this week. So massive congratulations. Somebody else reached a year. It's just amazing. The more I see these changes, it's incredible. One woman, I think, hit, I think it was 100 days. And she did a really long post for the group about all of the changes she's experienced and just how she's grown as a person, how her emotions are, you know, so much more leveled out. She's changed her perspective on so many things, career, relationships, what she wants for her life. It's absolutely magical. You know, I just love it, just seeing this time and time and time again. If you're right at the early stages and you're just ditching the booze and maybe you're listening to this podcast for the first time, then, you know, the overriding message of everything I talk about all of the time is that this is so worth doing. However hard it seems at the beginning, it is so worth doing. Just catch sight of that life beyond, and it makes just so much difference. You might have heard me being interviewed. I was the other side of the mic, with Lee Davey, who's going to be a guest on my podcast as well. Lee's been doing this work for goodness knows about 6 years, I think now. He runs the Strive podcast. And so I was a guest on his podcast. I think it was launched last Saturday, so just after I'd published this podcast. But it's quite a fun interview. If you if you're interested in my kind of backstory of being a singer and stuff like that, I ended up talking with Lee about stuff I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone about. We had a really interesting, quite a fun conversation about our kind of backgrounds growing up and some of the ways in my life I've had to use, I don't know whether you'd call it taking risks. It's more about being determined, actually, to get some of the things that I really wanted, even though it certainly wasn't kind of handed to me on a plate. So we talk about some of that stuff. It's quite an interesting interview. So check that out with Lee Davey. I think it's called Strive. Check out that podcast. And then Lee is going to be my guest as well. And then back on this kind of whole concept of taking some time out for reflection and for meditation or hypnosis, I've actually recorded a hypnosis audio track with a guy called Glenn Harold. I've known Glenn for years, so we'll tell you about that later. But I thought Glenn would be a fantastic guest for the podcast because he really, really understands hypnosis and how the brain works. He's the author of goodness knows how many books and how many amazing audios. He's really prolific, does some amazing work in this field. So here he is. Enjoy the interview. I'm absolutely delighted to get to chat to Glenn Harold. Glenn, I haven't spoken to you for absolutely ages, even though we've known each other for years. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Janie.
Yeah, it's lovely to chat to you. For anyone who doesn't know, Glenn is, and why don't you describe what you do? Lots of people will be very well aware of your incredible work within hypnosis audios. I seem to remember, didn't you knock, you knocked Harry Potter off the chart once, didn't you?
At one time, yeah, I was up there with the mixing shoulders with the best of them. Yeah. The sales are still really strong, but they've just migrated from physical CDs now to apps and, you know, these new platforms, Spotify, and, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, the reach now is so much bigger.
Mm, yeah.
And it's lovely because also being on those kind of platforms, I get younger kids messaging me and they're saying you know, not getting bullied at school because they're listening to the recordings and they feel more confident. So it's fantastic. I love it.
Amazing. Let's just talk a bit about your background then. What were you doing? I mean, what's kind of led you to this point? Because you've been doing these hypnosis audios for a bunch of years now and writing books, we should say. So what kind of led you onto that path?
So I was quite a delinquent kids, you know, when I was young, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family and I had a lot of problems with drink and drugs when I was young, particularly drink. Drink was the biggest one for me. I used to, you know, literally at the age of 13, I used to go up the pub three or four times a week with a load of older kids and get blind drunk. And, you know, I'd come home and, you know, I'd be sick in my bed. And, you know, I was actually used to cycle my push bike home, zigzagging all over the place. Mm. So I had a lot of dysfunction, a lot of problems, a lot of bad conditioning that I really wanted to, you know, fix myself, you know, get rid of it, clear it away. So that's kind of, you know, my later life led me into hypnotherapy and healing.
How did you first find out about that then? How did you go from that kind of, you know?
I was one thing I did do when I was young, I learned to play the guitar and I was doing a cabaret show one night and we shared the bill with a stage hypnotist.
Right.
And it was watching this guy manipulate the audience that kind of sparked my interest in hypnosis. Mm. I didn't want to do the entertainment thing. It wasn't about making people dance around like chickens and look crazy. It didn't really float my boat. So it was more about the healing side of it and the power of it. That's what that was the epiphany at that time. And so from there, I did a two-year diploma with the biggest hypnosis school at the time in London. And after that, they let me loose on the public. And, you know, I kind of really enjoyed it. I loved, you know, using the techniques to help people overcome a lot of the problems that I'd, you know, started to overcome myself. And I think that's the thing. Once you've overcome those problems yourself and you've got those techniques, you become very good at knowing where to go with people. You know, when someone's in a state of hypnotherapy, you know, a deep trance state, I intuitively know where to go. Mm. You know, I just sense where the healing needs to come, you know, to start. And
What problems of your own did you overcome?
Well, the drink and the drugs and gambling and, you know, womanizing. I had a lot, really.
All the addictions.
All the addictions. I had the full set. you know, so it was, you know, wanting to do it. You know, I think that's the first thing. You've got to really get to a point where you say, yeah, this is enough. It's not getting me anywhere. It's, you know, leading me down a dark road. Mm. And so from there, I worked really, I wanted to get over it, but I just didn't know how. Mm. And it was only when I really started working on my inner self from the inside out, that I started to clear a lot of the things that were driving those addictions and those habits. Mm. And that was the key, you know, I went really deep with it, you know, and hypnosis is an incredible tool for that, you know, for changing, you know, very, very deep rooted patterns of behavior and habits that you've got stuck in. Mm. And you know, getting rid of them, you know, I've worked with clients in one session, you know, one-to-one sessions, and cleared these lifelong habits. And sometimes you do it in one session, you know, in a 45 minute session or whatever, you know, sometimes it can take a little bit longer. It depends on the complexity of the root cause.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's amazing, isn't it, about hypnotherapy? Because, you know, as you say, you do have to want it. But there are so many people who are at the stage where they say, I really want this. And yet somehow, despite being a pretty bright person, we can't seem to overcome this stuff because we've got so much conditioning, so yeah. much learned behavior, so many stories we tell ourselves, just so much going on the outside, as it were. And then, as you say, you need to deal with it from the inside. Mm. So just explain what hypnotherapy really is, in case anyone isn't, you know, quite sure, and why it's so good for working on the subconscious mind.
Well, I always use the analogy of the iceberg. And if you think of the 10% above the surface, that's very much the conscious mind. But we've got this massive resource below that, you know, the 90%, you know, people argue about, is it 90%? Is it 60 or whatever, but we've got this huge resource, you know, the unconscious part of ourselves that, you know, holds all the conditioned patterns of behavior from our childhood. And, you know, beyond that, you know, even, you know, if you get into past life regression, you know, and I didn't really do a lot of that, but I've done some of it, touched on that, and, you know, that opens up other doors. But we've got this huge, you know, potential and resource within us that through hypnosis you can tap into, and you can, you know, really change these lifelong patterns of behavior, as I did. You know, as soon as I discovered hypnosis and hypnotherapy, you know, my life went from, it was like night and day, you know, from struggle, hardship, you know, getting stuck in these patterns of behavior that were no good for me, to being able to transform my life completely and to step into a much more abundant, happy life. And, you know, to the point I live in a gorgeous part of Portugal, and I've got a beautiful little family, and, you know, I'm as happy and abundant as I've ever been. Mm. And it's through that inner work that's enabled me to come from that kid who was kicked out of school at 15, no exams, and, you know, was the one that was most likely to fail, to where I'm at, and I feel so blessed. But it's the inner work that's got me there.
Yeah. How much work, in inverted commas, does the individual have to do then? Because, I mean, you make it sound a little bit like a magic bullet, really. You know, if we can just sort of lie down and close our eyes for 45 minutes, you know, it's not 100% realistic that absolutely everything is going to change. So what do we have to put in place? I mean, we'll talk about the you know, the tracks we've done together, the quit the alcohol habit. But generically, what does the individual need to do to make this stick?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's, you know, got different levels of conditioning, different, you know, we all had different childhoods, and, you know, and it kind of depends how stuck you are, how much you want to change. You know, for me, it was, you know, I was desperate for change because I was sick of the struggle. So when I discovered the tools that I realized could, you know, I could change from the inside out, I immersed myself in it, and I literally would use self-hypnosis every single day. You know, I'd lay down for an hour each day, and I'd be, you know, immersed in that and visualizing the life I wanted to have. And, you know, and I think, you know, it is something that if you wanted to build a great physique, you go to the gym 3 or 4 times a week, you'd work out. And the mind is the same. You know, you have to put in that same effort to, you know, to clear your conditioning, to, you know, raise your consciousness, raise your vibration, and to become the person that you want to be or who you're supposed to be. because I think that's what happens when you get rid of the conditioning and the blocks. You start to step into that person that you're supposed to be, and you get very clean, you get very clear, and life does become so much more abundant. So I think it's about, you know, initially I would set goals, you know, set targets for yourself, be really crystal clear about what you want to achieve. And then, you know, use hypnotherapy, self-hypnosis to, you know, to manifest those goals and to clear as well. And sometimes you may need to work with a therapist if you've got, you know, some really deep blocks and you're not able to shift them on your own. You know, that's something I did and something I continue to do. Because it, for me, it's like a work, you know, we're all a work in progress. Mm. I've never met anyone that's worked out, you know, we've all got our stuff.
Well, there's always other layers, isn't there, as well? You know, you uncover one thing and you think you're sorted, and then up pops something else, like those little Russian dolls, isn't it? There's always another one.
That's it. It's an ever, and I'll be 90 and I'll still be doing that clearing work because I want to, you know, get as clear and as bright as I can be, you know, possibly, you know, it's. And because I've had, you know, such great results from where I was at when I was younger, you know, it just, I know it, it's the most important thing you can do, you know, in my eyes, you know, to clear and to raise your energy and get rid of these dysfunctional patterns that don't serve you anymore, or that hold you back.
Yeah. Well, obviously you have titles across a whole range of topics. And now this one that we've done together, Quit the Alcohol Habit. I'm really excited about it because it was great for me to be able to do my track, which is sort of straightforward, if you like, tips and suggestions and ideas and I suppose cementing what you were talking about, cementing that importance of the big why of really establishing what is your reason? Why do you want to do this? And then some real practical tips for how you deal with friends when, you know, what do you drink and how do you plan for, you know, so the real practical stuff. But of course the real work comes with your hypnosis track. So tell us what's in that one, what people can expect, and how this is going to help someone. And by the way, this might be someone who has tried numerous times to ditch the booze, you know, and they're like on their fifth time of trying, or their seventh or eighth year or whatever, and they've managed little spells of sobriety, and then the wine witch flies in again, you know. So tell us what's in your track and why you think it will be successful for people.
Well, I think the nice thing is we've both been there with the booze, you know, in different ways. For me, it was a destructive thing as I was a kid, you know, got it out my system. You know, I had hepatitis when I was 17 because I drank way too much from the age of 13. So that stopped me from being a boozer later on. But most of my family are drinkers and still are. So I broke that, snapped me out of it when I got that. And, you know, I know, you know, you've talked about your issues with it. So we're working on both the conscious and the unconscious level. Your tips and techniques are really valuable and great. That's track one. So people will listen to that and it will kind of, you know, prime people for track two, which is the hypnosis track that will take, you know, people into a deep state of hypnosis. And then what I've done on the track is I've left a space there for people to go into the part that's behind the habit or the addiction. So what's driving it? You know, I prompt people at that point, you know, what's behind it? Why are you stuck in this? And so I guide people to that point. And, you know, most people have got their own inner healer that will help them to, you know, to get over, to purge that or draw the things into their conscious awareness that they may not have been aware of. So sometimes that's the thing, you know, you've got this pattern running in your unconscious mind, but you don't actually know it's there and it's fueling the habit.
Yeah.
So through hypnosis, you can often draw these things into your conscious awareness. And just that in itself is a massive healing step. And it pulls you out of it. And you suddenly join the dots. And, you know, the habit doesn't have the same strength.
Absolutely.
So that's the key.
It's amazing just to become... Yeah, just to become conscious of what your thoughts are and of what's going on, rather than just absentmindedly reaching for the next drink, which is what we do. So just to be clear then, this is obviously a closed eye experience. So what happens, people often say, well, what if I listen to this and it's, you know, just before I go to bed, and what happens if I fall asleep?
If you fall into a deep sleep, a normal sleep, and you're down to, what is it, 1.5 cycles, the delta state, the deepest trance state, you're kind of going to miss the suggestions. But leading up to that point, you'll get all the suggestions and affirmations. And on the recording, I get people to repeat certain affirmations that I've got on the recordings. And that really, and you know, I've done it so they pan from the left hemisphere to the right. So if you've got headphones on, that's the best way to listen to it. And, you know, that really cements those affirmations in your unconscious. Mm. And yeah, that's a really powerful way. And so when you get to that point, really feel it as well. When you say those affirmations, connect with your feelings and really believe what you're saying, because you're absorbing them on a very deep level. You know, you're planting new programs in your unconscious. And if you use your feelings, they kind of anchor themselves much, you know, more strongly.
Yeah. Yeah. So how often would you suggest that people listen to this, or does it really not matter?
Yeah, no, I'd say initially start with 21 days, because 21 days is a good time frame to break a habit. Mm. Listen every day, you know, and it's a very, you know, being in a state of hypnosis is a very pleasant experience. Mm. You know, it's something that, you know, people experience the trance state twice a day naturally, when they go to sleep and when they wake up in the morning. So it's in between being fully asleep and when you're fully awake. Mm. And, you know, so it's a naturally occurring state. But when you're using it in this way, it's, you know, for a therapeutic end.
Yeah.
But it's nothing to be afraid of. It's something you can relax into. You can let go and just, you know, just absorb those suggestions.
I think it's really important as well to stress, isn't it, that people get afraid of hypnosis and they think that they're going to be, you know, controlled and not able to be alert if something happened. But that's actually not the case at all, is it?
Well, it's the opposite, because you're actually taking back control when you go into that state, you know. And you know, the reason people often feel spooked by it is because they've seen the stage show.
Yeah, exactly.
It gets misrepresented.
Get inside that kind of that bath full of baked beans, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I would never do that as a, you know, in real life. So why did I do it? That is, I mean, even now I still can't quite get my head around that.
But it's two ways, you know. That's very much hypnosis for entertainment, whereas what I've always done is hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
Which is using the trance state for therapeutic ends, and it's.
Yeah.
And it is really, you know, sometimes in many client sessions I've done one-to-one, people say, I don't think I was hypnotized. And you say to them, well, how long was that? And they say it was 5 minutes. And they can't believe it, because it's 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's always a good ratifier. And, you know, because you do lose track of time. You're not in your conscious thoughts. You know, your conscious thoughts kind of fade. And you're in this very peaceful Zen state of relaxation. Mm. You know, which is where our genius lies, where our greatness lies. And, you know, it's such a, you know, powerful state.
Yeah. Yeah. Just on another note for a minute, what do you recommend for people who have real problems sleeping? I know the two things are not necessarily connected, but I'm just interested in, you know, in all your years of working with this work. And I know you've probably done titles around sleep. It's a question I get asked so much, particularly because when you first ditch the booze, sleep is often a nightmare. You think you're going to be sleeping blissfully, but actually it takes a while before that happens, because everything's recalibrating. And of course, when you're not sleeping, you get really grumpy.
Do
you have any suggestions?
It's a huge issue nowadays. I mean, of my recordings now, the sleep is by far and away the most popular, you know, because so many people are struggling to get to sleep at night, because we're all on our devices too late and, you know, on doing emails when we shouldn't. And so often the sleep cycles get broken. So again, you know, hypnotherapy and even this recording, it's got a sleep ending. Mm. So you could listen to it late at night. And, you know, because you've been guided into a state of hypnosis and you're down in that very relaxed state naturally when you're listening to the recording, it's quite easy at the end of it to drift away. And, you know, probably a lot of people who listen to it may even not make the end the first time they listen. That's what people often say that. I don't think there's any better natural tool for getting to sleep than hypnosis, because it naturally guides you down into that sleep state from, you know, 14 cycles a second, you know, full waking consciousness. Mm. you know, our brainwaves naturally slow down. As you listen to the recording, you know, you'll find that you, you know, without thinking about it, you're not actually doing anything yourself, but just through getting into a state of relaxation, your brainwaves will naturally slow down.
Yeah, and that's so much better, isn't it, than kind of lying in bed stressing about, oh my God, I've got to get up in a few hours. I'm tossing, I'm turning, I can't, oh, I got, you know, and all that stuff you're telling yourself is not going to be helping. So
all the worries and stresses and that, you know, I've found sometimes that if ever there's an issue with the apps, you know, sometimes we've updated an app and it hasn't worked out and it cuts off and we get an absolute deluge of emails from people who are saying they need it to go to sleep every night.
how dare you disrupt that sleep.
They're so reliant on it, you know, and which is fantastic, you know, but that's their tool for getting to sleep.
No doubt you get loads and loads of people saying, oh, I love going to bed with Glenn. I bet that's a typical response.
I've heard that a few times, yeah.
I bet you have, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it must be brilliant doing what you do, Glenn, because you must have seen just so many, you know, I mean, you can blow your own trumpet for a few minutes if you want, you know, just some of the just amazing transformations you've seen in people with all kinds of different things.
Do you know, the wonderful thing is, you know, because now the recordings are reaching so far afield and going to so many different places around the world. Yeah, I had a message from somebody from Iran the other day. Yeah, somebody in Iran saying that they, you know, to do with sleep, they were getting to sleep through using this recording. And, you know, could I have ever imagined that I'd be getting to someone to sleep in Iran when I started out on this career?
Yeah.
You know, it is amazing. And you can, you know, the one thing I wanted to do with, when I started making the recordings is to make them really powerful and effective.
Yeah.
And also make them safe. You know, that was the key. I wanted to make them safe first and foremost, but also make them really effective and impactful. And I think because, you know, I went on the journey, you know, that I did, you know, through, you know, so much struggle and having all the issues I had and coming out the other side, I kind of knew how to, you know, make them powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and plus I knew how to record, you know, so because of my musical past, so I was able to make recordings that hit the spot, and they still do, you know. And I mean, I just get amazed. I read them every day, you know, the reviews, and it's just wonderful. You know, transformations are just mind blowing. And I feel so blessed. You know, I might have made the recording 10 years ago and somebody's listened to it just recently and it's transformed their life. And
yeah, that's what's great about the fact that there's apps now, isn't it? I mean, who'd have thought? It's been amazing for you, hasn't it?
Incredible. I used to drive around to local stores in England when I lived there
with your pile of CDs,
cassettes.
Oh God,
little homemade cassettes. You know, I used to print the covers and drive into local shops, and even then they sold, and people used to say, oh, I'm getting to sleep, and you know,
that's
I couldn't
amazing.
Believe it early on. It was brilliant.
God, it's so exciting. Well, let's hope that this recording that we've made can help some people. It would be amazing, won't it, if it can.
It really will. And what I'd say to people is, you know, really, you know, use the recordings, use the tips and techniques, the track one, and then use the hypnosis track, you know, for a good 21 days, as we said, you know, because, you know, it's sometimes it can be a gradual transformation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or sometimes it can be instant. You know, some people will listen to it and it will snap them out of it straight away. Mm. You know, for other people, it might be a gradual process where they're, you know, breaking the habits and moving away from it. So it may take a little longer.
Yeah. But, so just remind people where they can buy it then.
So at the moment, it's on my website called hypnosisaudio.com. Okay. And if you go to the site and then type in alcohol in the search bar, it will take you to that track.
Yeah, I'll put that in the show notes as well, so that'll be easy for people to find.
It will be on the App Store in a couple of weeks once we've uploaded the recordings. The main app I've got there is called Relax and Sleep Well. Mm-hmm. And we've just got to update it to add the alcohol recording, but that will be up there in a couple of weeks on both Android and the iOS store.
Great. What's next for you then, Glenn? Anything exciting in the future?
Next up, I've got lots of things going on. I've got a new book that hopefully will come out this year. I'm just my agent's brokering the deal at the moment, so we're at that stage. But the book's half written.
What's that about? Are you allowed to say?
It's called Act to Attract. And it's about attracting a more abundant life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's kind of, you know, similar to the journey I've been on, you know, where you're using self-hypnosis and those tools and tips and techniques to transform your life and step into this abundant, happy, beautiful life that anyone can step into.
Fantastic. So
that's the next thing.
Love it. We'll have to come back on the show when you've got that out. That'd be great.
I'd love to.
Glenn Harold, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Janie.
So it's called Quit the Alcohol Habit, and you can get it via Glenn's site. You can also get it on Amazon and all those other various places now. And as Glenn said on track one, it's me offering tips and guidance for breaking the alcohol habit. We talk about creating a sober toolkit, and there's a bunch of tips and advice there about how you can navigate cravings, social situations. So you'll need a kind of notebook for that. And then tracks two and three are hypnotherapy tracks by Glenn, who has just got the most soothing, amazing voice. So the first is a full 45-minute version. And then, as Glenn says, we recommend that you listen to that for at least 21 days. So you really absorb these hypnosis suggestions and these affirmations. And then the second one, which I love, is just a 16-minute hypnotherapy track. So you can use that as a kind of a booster track. I mean, it's super relaxing. These tools are just amazing, really, to help you get relaxed and help you embed this stuff into your unconscious mind. So, check that product out. I must remind you that we do have a new date for the Sobriety Rocks retreat. So some people came on our retreat a couple of weekends ago. We had such a fantastic time. It really was amazing. It's at Inner Guidance in Suffolk. It's a beautiful place. It's got an amazing energy. And we've decided to do it in the summer because we thought, why not benefit from just the gorgeous surroundings? It's a lovely hot tub in the garden as well. And we're going to add a kind of fire pit ceremony in as well, which is really can be amazingly transformative. But it's a weekend. We start Friday, 31st of July, till the 2nd of August, till Sunday, the 2nd of August. Now, the last one sold out super fast. So do check it out as soon as you can. If you go to thesoberclub.com and click on events, you'll see the link there, because obviously there's a finite number of spaces. And this is just perfect for you, whatever stage you're at. You don't have to be a Sober Club member, of course. It's open to all. And it really, although we call it Sobriety Rocks, we'll be looking at various stages of what's going on. But don't think to yourself, oh, well, I haven't actually given up drinking yet, or I'm only on day one, so it won't be for me, or I've been sober 4 years, so it won't be for me. It really is for everyone, because, you know, what we focus on is what's next, on transformation, on self-care, all the various toolkits and strategies that you need. We do some EFT in there. We do, you know, the last one, it's actually difficult to describe, but the best thing to do is look at the testimonials that we've got written there, and they'll describe it probably better than I can. I'm kind of too involved in it to be able to share how amazing it really is for people. Jo DeRosa is incredible. She teaches the meditation, and we have yoga, and we have a cacao ceremony and an amazing gong bath. And if you've never done anything like that before, you're very welcome. Several of the people who came last time had never been on any kind of retreat before. Some had never done yoga. Many had never done meditation. I don't know if anyone had ever done a cacao ceremony, but it's totally welcoming, totally inclusive. And it really doesn't matter if you've done that kind of thing before or not. And the food is incredible, absolutely incredible. Gourmet vegan food. Just the best, really is the best. A couple of people came with kind of a few snacks stashed in their bag just in case. But they certainly didn't need them, really. The food is just amazing. So it'd be amazing to see some of you on our retreat, Sobriety Rocks, at Inner Guidance, 31st of July to 2nd of August 2020. Suffolk in the UK. So the nearest airport is Stansted. We had a bunch of people fly in last time. They really loved it. So do check that out. If you go to thesoberclub.com and click on events, or you can go straight to the Inner Guidance website as well, if you choose. What else do I need to tell you? I'm also planning a workshop, kind of workshop meetup on Saturday, July the 11th. So mark that date in your diary if you're interested in coming to something. That's likely to be in London. That will just be a kind of a afternoon or early evening event. So look forward to meeting some of you there. Coming up on the podcast, as I've already mentioned, we have Lee Davey. I thought it was great to do a return interview with Lee because he's got some really fascinating stories to share. Also, Sharon, London artist, is going to be talking to us about creativity when you're sober. Who else have I got coming up? Oh, Fiona Drake, who is a fascinating coach. Fiona gave us some stuff for our self-love challenge as well. And she has some really interesting stories to share. So I've got a whole bunch of guests. As always, if you know of anyone you would like me to try and get on the podcast, I would love to have a go. I am planning to speak with Professor David Nutt. Some of you have seen his new book now, Drink, and seen a couple of YouTube videos that David is on. And I'm really looking forward to that interview because David's an interesting guy. I mean, he's done some really incredible work in the name of, researching the harmful effects of alcohol. And the book really goes into depth scientifically about what alcohol does to us. And it's really fascinating. And yet, David does kind of support, I suppose would be the right word, social drinking. So anyway, I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I'd be really, really interested to hear his take on it all. He sounds like an interesting guy, and I'm told that he is going to come on the podcast. Also hoping to interview Jack Munro, who's been sober just over a year. She looks so happy, doesn't she? She looks so different. It's absolutely amazing how vital she looks. Really, really incredible. I think it's great when people like Jack Munro, who's on TV all the time and writing books, and, when she kind of comes out and shares her sobriety story. I think it's fantastic. It's really super encouraging. So whatever stage you're at, please do check out the Sober Club. It is a membership, but you can just sign up to receive our emails, and we've got a nice little PDF in there. 5 Reasons to an Alcohol-Free Challenge and another one about self-care. So please sign, get yourself on the list and get those emails. There's blogs there. There's some competitions. And it would be lovely to have you involved in some way. And whatever stage you're at, give yourself a massive hug. And don't forget the self-care. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast with Jamie Lee Grace. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, rate us, share on social media, and tune in again.